Today is the 18th of April, 2010. The time is 12:08 p.m. I'm Kikia Weaver.
I'm April Cadell, and we're in New Orleans, Louisiana, on the campus of Dillard University. For the record, can you please state your full name for us, please?
My name is Dorothy Jean Vick Smith.
Thank you. And you work here at Dillard University?
That's correct. Here at Dillard, I serve as Dean of General Education and the Conrad Hilton Endowed Professor of History.
Ms. Smith, were you born in New Orleans?
I was. I was born in New Orleans, but I was reared in Macomb, Mississippi. So I consider Mississippi a home.
How long have you been, when did you get back to New Orleans?
I came back to New Orleans to take a job at Dillard. 1984, I came to Dillard University. I had just come back from the University of Kansas trying to work on a dissertation, get it ready. And it was not my intention to work until I completed the dissertation. But in the meantime, I got a call from a former professor at Jackson State University, where I'd done my undergraduate work, asking me if I was in the job market. And I said, not really. I'm trying to finish up this dissertation. And I can survive until the end of the summer, but come fall, I need a job. This was January at the time. He said, well, I just had a call from somebody at Dillard University. They're looking for a historian. And they wanted 3-4 names. But if you're in the job market, we don't need one name. So I thought about it a few minutes. And I said, I better go on and see what they're talking about at Dillard. So a few minutes later, Vice President for Academic Affairs called me. We set up a date to meet. I came on campus, interviewed. I got a second call. Next time I met with the Vice President and the President, that time they offered me the position. So I came to Dillard late January 1984 for a semester, and 25 years later, I'm still at Dillard.
Wow. So would you consider yourself an outsider in New Orleans?
Well, I guess in a sense. When I first came to New Orleans, I found it a very closed society. Even in the department, folk were together. It was very hard to find people to talk with, to give you information, directions. I decided shortly after I came here that as new people came into the division, I would provide some kind of direction for them, because I had a very difficult time just trying to navigate the city, trying to figure out just basic things. I had some relatives who lived out in Metairie and Kenner, so they were my real lifeline. Every time I needed something, well, tell me how to get to the grocery store. Where is the bank? How do I do this? I'd have to call out there. They would give me some directions. So I made that a concern of mine, that as new people came in, we would have some basic information available for them.
And would you say that things have changed since then?
Yeah. Well, I suppose things would have been different if I had come to the university in August, September, when school started. There is an orientation that takes place, and they do go through these kinds of things with new faculty members. But since I came in the middle of the year, I guess I missed all of that. I think that we have a more friendly attitude now. I hope we do anyway. We also have implemented recently a mentoring program. Divisions have some mentoring that they do on their own. But this program that we set up last year has to do with senior faculty members mentoring junior faculty members, and part of what we wanted was that we didn't want it to be discipline-based. We wanted people to get to know somebody outside of their areas. So the goal was to go across campus and set up mentoring. Just as we tell students we want them to bond, we thought it would be a good idea for faculty members to bond too. We often know a lot about folk in our area, but not very much about other people on the campus. So this is an attempt to bring all of us together.
Okay, Ms. Smith, New Orleans is known for being very family-based, where no one is left behind. So do you think that your experiences here was because you were on campus, or?
Oh, it probably had to do with several things. I probably was not as available as I could have been or should have been, because I was still working on a dissertation. So a lot of my time was spent in the library on the weekends trying to type some information to get it prepared. And I guess that's probably a normal process. Folk have to get to know you before they decide that they want to bring you into their circle.
Dr. Smith, how would you say that the Hurricane Katrina affected Dillard University, specifically the students as well as the faculty and staff?
I think Hurricane Katrina had a major impact upon Dillard. Dillard had more damage than any campus in the city. Every building on our campus took in water except the chapel. It was the only building on campus that was not inundated with water. Most people in the city were able to go back on their campuses the beginning of the year. The hurricane came in August, and by January, all of the campuses in the city, with the exception of the University, Southern University at New Orleans, went back on their campus. And Southern University at New Orleans set up some trailers where their people came back together. Dillard was not in that position. There was much, much work that needed to be done on campus. We had a number of buildings that were on the National Register, so they had to be done in a particular manner to get them back up and running. So we ended up having our spring semester classes at the Hilton Hotel in downtown New Orleans. And that's quite unorthodox. Generally, when you think about a hotel, you think about a place that you're going for rest, relaxation, et cetera. And faculty, students, staff, everybody lived in the hotel together. The conference rooms were converted to classrooms. They were cubicles. Students came in, and of course, you could hear folk teaching on both sides of you. You could hear folk in the front and in the back, so it was a competition. Who can talk the loudest to make sure that the students are going to understand what's going on. The tables, they didn't have desks. They had tables and chairs that were there. Linen cloths on the table, so if you come through too quickly, you knock the cloth off. So there were a lot of obstacles to deal with. But I think we made the best out of it that we could. We took a situation that was not very good and turned it into something that was useful. The university did secure office space for us. It was about, a mile from the hotel that we lived in. That was inconvenient for most folk to go a mile. Students were not going to come down to see you there. So we took one of the lounges and made it into our offices. Yeah. We would sit out in the lounge and entertain students. Often we ate in the cafeteria with the students. So it was a very different semester. I think that it was one that also brought closeness to everybody because we were all experiencing the same thing. For faculty members who had families, your family had to be in the hotel with you too. So it was a lot of togetherness. But overall, I think we came out of it pretty well. We also wanted to make sure that our students were not penalized if they did not go to school the semester that the hurricane occurred. They'd been given permission to go to school wherever they could get in school. But we also thought that it was important for those who were too frightened or just did not go. We didn't want to keep anybody behind for that reason. So we made a decision that we would compress a year of study into a semester. We didn't get out until June, I believe, maybe even July. I'm not quite sure which of the month. But we did a first semester and a second semester, and we taught all the courses that would be necessary for if you had a student who was trying to graduate to be able to get the degree. And probably the most exciting part of it was that at the end of the year, we returned to Dillard for the first time. We had commencement back on the Avenue of the Oaks. So, that provided a great deal of hope for us. Say that things are getting better, and it won't be too long before we will be able to come back to our campus. And the fall of that year, we did return. There was still much work going on, but we were able to come back to campus.
So what is it about New Orleans that you like the most?
Oh, I like the culture. I like the activities that are a part of the city. There's something going on all of the time. There are a number of events, Mardi Gras, Jazz Fest, parades for everything. There's just something always exciting going on. Plays, you name it. You can find it in New Orleans. Very friendly people out in the city. A very welcoming community.
Is there anything in particular about Mississippi that you miss?
Well, it's home. And following Katrina, I went back to Mississippi. I have a daughter who lives in Mississippi. I went to stay with her after we got the order of voluntary evacuation. I went to her place, and my mother was living with me at the time. My mother was 92, and we went up to my daughter's house, and we stayed there 2 months. The beginning of October, Dr. Gales called me and said, I've just gotten some information that Princeton University is interested in bringing some people who've been affected by Katrina up to their university. Are you interested? And I said, absolutely. My daughter and her husband have been wonderful, but I want a place of my own. So Princeton can provide that for me. I'm ready to go tomorrow. So we started, she put me in contact with the persons there. I got the paperwork done. One of the things they wanted was a resume. Of course, I had no resume. I left Dillard believing I'd be back in 3 days. Mm-hmm. So I tried to put together something. Of course, I don't remember all of the dates that are on the resume, but I put something broad together and sent them a project that I wanted to work on. A week or so later, they called me and told me that they were ready. Well, maybe this was before that, because I went on October 1st to Princeton, New Jersey. They sent me a ticket to come. Well, they sent my mother and I tickets to come. They had somebody pick us up at the airport, drive us, because we went into Philadelphia. And then they drove us from Philadelphia on to the campus. I had an apartment there that was furnished with everything that I needed other than food. Linen was there, pots were there, cooking utensils, things to clean the floor with. Everything was available in the apartment that I needed. So that eased some of the depression, maybe. Maybe that's a decent word. But it was still very hard to concentrate because everything you own is gone. That's difficult to get your hands around. And I thought when I left the city that my apartment was in fair shape. The city did not allow people to come back in until the 1st of October. I was in New Jersey the 1st of October. So I came back in September, and eventually I convinced the National Guard to let me into the city. And then when I got to Dillard, there were military personnel everywhere. They said I could not go into the apartment. And again, I had to convince them that I had to do this. I had to go into the apartment to get some clothing in order to go to Princeton. So eventually, after a long discussion, I was finally allowed to go to the apartment, but I had to promise them that I would not take any pictures of anything at the university. And when I got into the apartment, I thought it looked fairly well. Certainly on the floors had started bucking up. Everything that was on the floor was ruined. I took some clothing out. I took some pictures out. The university had put dehumidifiers in the apartment, and it looked fine to me. I could have taken many more things out, but I didn't see the need to at the time. And 2 weeks later, I got a call from Dr. Freddie Hill, who was my next door neighbor. She said, "Dorothy, I went in your apartment yesterday. You can't get anything out of your apartment. Everything in your apartment is mold." She said, the cabinets have fallen from the kitchen wall. You can't even get in the kitchen of your apartment." I said, "Are you serious?" I didn't see any water marks when I went into the apartment, but I guess they had been absorbed in the walls, and I just did not see them. So I was stunned with that news. So I asked my daughter and her husband to come back to the city to see if they saw anything that they thought could be retrieved, and they pulled a few items out, but we ended up getting rid of them.
Okay, Miss Smith, what makes you happy?
They say your time is up.
Okay. But that's fine. But thank you for sharing so much with us. This was very a good story that you told us.
Thank you. Thank you for the
memories.
I hope that it will be something that you can use.
All right, and the time is 12:24 p.m.